money that we are talking about that is going to cost this nation. My question is America at war with Russia? Because if we are financing it, just because we don't have boots on the ground, but our military might and our financial resources are in the middle of the battle, we're in the war. There's no question about that. And is that all right by you as an American citizen? It's, you know, you willing to say that's okay? I don't think any of us knew early on when this skirmish started and we were providing, you know, certain things early on in the war. You know, none of us could have realized or fathomed that we would be at a point where now we're talking about 70% of the armament that Ukraine is going to need to be successful in a war with Russia. Come on. We're at a point where it's time to start talking about this. It can't just be emotional anymore. And it doesn't mean that people don't care about the people in Ukraine. That's not what this is about. That somehow people don't care about what the suffering of people in Ukraine. As I said before, people suffer all over the world. And we aren't stepping forward and providing that kind of armament. And so because we are giving thought to it, to me, it's now our war. And I don't believe that there's anybody in this audience who would be willing to say, yeah, I think we need to provide 70% of the resources that Ukraine is going to be needing for a year or years to continue a war with Russia. Russia is prepared. They've got what they need to fight the battle for years. Ukraine does not. So then at what point do these questions start being asked and answered? And why don't we even focus on it? Why does it not matter? I really, at times, don't understand. Or are people more concerned about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and their divorce? You know, I know that that's all over the place. And those are the kinds of things that far too many Americans waste their time with. But I want to know, who's making the call on that? Because, again, at a time when we're about to suffer in this country because of the climate, you know, are we then going to do something to help the American people who go through this struggle? You know, somebody's got to ask the question. And somebody should be answering those questions. Some of us have been here before. See, when you've been around a few years, you've seen things happen. We saw it in Vietnam. We saw the amount of money that was spent and wasted in a war in Vietnam at a time when we totally ignored the American people and what they needed. And yet that war was allowed to go on until the American people rose up and brought that to an end. Where are the American people now? You know, why? Why are you not interested in it? Well, you know, it's out of sight. It's out of mind. We don't see it. We don't know about those things. No, they're not going to tell you about those things because they know you're asleep. And as long as the American people are asleep, things like this can happen. Now, I'll say this much. When you get to a point where these things don't matter, what other things are going to wind up happening underneath our noses? I clearly think it's a major mistake for this nation to get deeper involved in what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. What do you think? 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789 is the number. Whether or not we focus on it or not, it's happening. And it's going to continue to happen. You know, if we're focused on it, maybe then, you know, the facts will come out. And we'll get a chance to see what it is we are talking about, what it is we are involved in. I again implore those in this listening audience to start thinking about that. Because I remember, a little over 2 months ago, when this thing really started ramping up 3 months ago. This is the fourth month that the war has been going on. And there was not one, you know, news outlet that didn't spend almost all the time talking about the Russian invasion. And now, as I scour those same news outlets, it's barely mentioned. And yet the war's at a fever pitch. It's more involved and more people being murdered now than in the last month, than in the first 3 months altogether when the heavy bombing was going on. And that's because the ground war is taking place. But I just have to continue to push back at what is taking place and why, the United States involvement in this is ramping up. I'm not one who's going to be silent on it. And whether somebody wants to join in the conversation or not, is not going to deter me from speaking the truth about what is a very dangerous time for this nation and decisions that have to be made. Never mind that we're talking about, you know, this skirmish that can draw in. If you think back to any of the world wars, how other nations were drawn in, especially the United States, into World War II, similar. You know, we got drawn in. Wasn't our fight. You know, just like what we're dealing with now, it's not our fight. But very easily, it's a slippery slope. You can get drawn into it. And once you're drawn into it, it's almost impossible to get out of it, especially when we're talking about the adversary being Russia. Man, we got to do the right thing. We got to be willing to face these facts, these hard facts. And it's not that, you know, we shouldn't help those people. You know, you help them to the best of your ability. You certainly can't do it by financing their war with Russia. I mean, that's absurd. to think that this nation is going to be able to maintain that. It can't. So phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Connor, who do we have on the line?
Right now we have an CJ from Skokie.
All right, CJ, what's going on?
I'm not going to let you forget how we got here. This is a failed policy of our president.
Listen, man. Listen. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So let me. Other than the fact that Joe Biden is one of those who has agreed to send armament. He didn't create this situation.
Bull.
Listen,
you know how he created it?
No, and you don't either.
I need to remind you how he created it?
Listen, man.
Afghanistan failed surrendering Afghanistan.
I hate to say this to you, man, but and I really want to say something, but I'm not. You know, I'm not the kind of person who's going to say something harsh about another person. You're doing the best you can with what you have, where you are. That's the best you can do. So I can't expect anything differently from you because, you know, that's you have nothing else to give. You have nothing else to offer.
I told you 5 months ago, remember our candidate, Joe Biden, campaigned that he was the only guy that could go toe-to-toe with Putin, that his sanctions were going to deter this from happening. He watched the buildup.
Listen. He watched the buildup. He watched the buildup. What was he supposed to do? He said they were going in.
No.
What could Joe Biden do to prevent Putin from going into a war that's been going on since 2014? Are you aware of that? Are you aware of the fact that Russia and Ukraine have already been engaged militarily since 2014? No, you aren't. You only have the ability to have a conversation based on what you know. The whole world doesn't know because you just said you are just blaming Joe Biden for the fact that Russia invaded Ukraine.
His military advisors told him, don't do this.
Don't do what?
And Putin watched.
Don't do what? His military advisors. Wait a minute. His military advisors told him, don't do what?
Don't go to zero in Afghanistan.
Listen, man. With all due respect, man, I'm tired of hearing you and others like you who are ill-informed, who think happened in Afghanistan has any correlation with a war that's been going on in Ukraine since 2014. But again, that's the best you can do, man.
Who was president then, and who was vice president then, Earl, when they first went into Ukraine? That was the promise made by Obama.
Wait a minute. Listen, you said that Joe Biden was the reason that Russia went into Ukraine. That's what you said. So now you're coming back and saying,
the first time they went in.
So they've been there. They didn't go in and come out.
You're just giving a song and dance and looking the other way. You want to find any excuse, but the American and the world knows who caused this. It was Joe Biden being a failed president in Afghanistan, and you could watch it happen. And we knew it could happen in Taiwan.
You can only go to war with what you have, and clearly what you have is limited. All right, thank you very much for the call. thank you very much for the call. You are limited, man. And that's why you will continue to pontificate the same foolishness every day. Cut him off, man. We got to go to the break, don't we?
Yeah,
okay. We'll come back to the phone lines on the other side. You know, CJ really has a problem with not being a learned person. And so, you know, hey, try reading sometimes, man. It helps. 844-967-2789 is the number. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Come back to the phone lines after the break.